Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, welcome once again to the Behind the Steel Curtain family of podcast. My name is Brian Anthony Davis. Along with me is Tony Defeo. It's Monday, so you know that, you know what that means. It's more for Monday. We don't have two for Tuesday. We're not on Tuesday, so more for Monday. This is part one of two BTSE podcasts that you're going to have coming at you today. Tony, are you ready to give the fans more than their money's worth?
I am so ready. I am very, very pumped up for today's show. I had a lot of fun doing research for today's show. And I just want to, before we get going, I want to give a shout out to my friend Terry, who said he's going to, he's been enjoying our shows. He's a longtime Steeler fan. He's a Pirates usher. He's a Pitt basketball and football season ticket holder, a longtime fan, lots of great stories. So he said I'll be tuning in today, maybe even in the live chat. So how's it going, Terry?
All right, Terry. I love to hear that. I mean, it's always great to have shout outs, and I'm glad you're checking us out, Terry. It's always great to hear about longtime Steeler fans. It's always great to see the names in the live chat that are hanging out with us as well. We will be international. Joey Jr.'s from Iowa here. So if you want to let us know where you're tuning in from, let us know. I know Tony's coming from Pittsburgh today. I'm coming from Maryland. When our good friend Lance Williams is on, he's coming from California. And then Michael Beck, he's coming from Canada. And then, of course, the brother Sko are with me here in Maryland. So plenty to talk about. And remember, check all those guys out with their podcast. You're going to find a BTSE podcast every single day of the week, sometimes twice, like right now. But if you don't catch it live, you can catch it on our family of podcasts on the streaming network. Anywhere where you could stream anything, you're going to find BTSC. Just type in BTSC Radio. And if you want to support this show, the best way to support this show is tell a friend and subscribe. So check us out. The more subscriptions we have on YouTube, the more downloads we have on podcasts, the more that we are able to keep going with this. So we love you, Steeler Nation. We love you, BTSC Nation. And thanks for all of your support. We're going to have Q&A later on in the show, as always. So if you do have questions, go ahead and save those for about the 20-25 minute mark when we ask for questions. And we'll read your questions on the air. If you want to get your question to the top of the queue, you could go ahead and take advantage of the Super Chat feature. And that Super Chat feature is you put in some of your hard work and cash, and you get to the top of the line. It's like greasing the usher. Have you ever greased like a hostess or an usher to get better seats?
No, but I have. They did teach me to tip when I was a youngin' and didn't know any better. When they would show me to my seats at Three Rivers and I didn't tip, they let me know it. So they raised me right.
Okay, so what would Terry tell us? What would Terry tell us that that you should always tip your usher too? Because people don't think about tipping right. The usher.
Right. Yeah. He would. I'm sure he would. He would appreciate a little love, just like Bill Murray and Caddyshack.
When I was a DJ and I had a DJ parties every once in a while, but I was an on-air DJ in Johnstown, PA. But what I had to do was every once in a while I was asked to go ahead and do these things called power parties because we were called Power 92. And we would do these parties and we'd go out and it would be, we'd DJ a dance or DJ somebody's work party. And I remember in 1991, this guy coming up, he kept bugging me to play Prince. He wanted Cream by Prince. And he was like, it was a work party. They were all getting drunk and he was trying to get me to play this. And then he comes up and hands me $40, and $40 in 1991 is a big deal.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm like, buddy, I'll play Cream twice for you.
$40. So, I did it today.
So yeah. And Zach Eisman says, sounds like an innuendo bad. Yeah, I'll do anything for $40. So if you throw in $40, you could co-host the show from the live chat. I don't care. But with that being said, Tony, we've got people from Oklahoma, Bill and Gina Forever. I always want to say forever, but it's forever. Not like that. Forever. Was that a Kiss song, Forever?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was. And it was also a Kenny Loggins, the King of the Soundtrack song as well. Andrew Wilbar is on a break at work. He can't stay, but wanted to stop in and say hi. Nap 1963's in the house. He's asking about season ticket holders considering the refund. Yes, there is going to be a refund. And that's an interesting thing, too, because I was talking to a Ravens fan about the same thing. Joey Jr.'s coming in from Rochester, but he's also in Iowa today. So he's a truck driver. So you're welcome, America. LOL. And Nathaniel is Maryland is great other than those Ratbird fans. You know, I actually have some fans, friends that are Ratbird fans. But they know their place. So there you go. So let's get started with this. So possibly in 2 weeks, and there's no reason to think not at this point, we're going to be looking at training camp. Not Latrobe, and we get that. But we'll be looking at training camp in the Steel City, at the Steelers facility, and then it all gets started. What are the rosters going to look like this year? Are there going to be, is it going to be a 90-man camp roster? Is it going to be a 75-man camp roster? Not sure. But because of COVID and because of less preseason games, because Tony, right now there's only two, is that correct?
Officially there's only two and they're working on zero. It could be zero by the time all is said and done.
And the Players Association has already endorsed zero preseason games. So if that happens, what's that going to look like for players on the team? Who's going to have the advantage? Will be veterans having the advantage? Because undrafted free agents aren't.
Right.
But what do you think?
It would have to be the veterans. I mean, anybody, it's not just because of the lack of preseason games, but no OTAs, no rookie camp. I mean, they had virtual rookie camps and things of that nature, but and mini camp, but certainly, you know, these coaches haven't had any hands-on experience with any of these youngsters, so they know the veterans, they're comfortable with the veterans, and if it comes down to that, they'd probably be more comfortable with them than they would with an unknown commodity. So it definitely advantage goes to the veterans.
So you know what, I do have to throw up Snowman right here. I love this, and he says Robin Masters is here, and Snowman is also one of our best contributors as far as live chats. Robin Masters, if you're a fan of one of my favorite shows, and I think Tony's favorite show, he loves this show as well, Magnum PI. Yeah, Robin Masters.
I let that slip on Saturday. I think that's where he's getting it from, right, Snowman? I think that's where he got it from.
Is that it?
He contributed another $5 on Saturday, and I said he was our Robin Masters. It just came out.
I didn't see that. I watched parts of your show and I didn't notice that. I love it. Robin Masters. That's great. Snowman is our Robin Masters. And that makes, I've got to be Magnum though.
I'm Fat Magnum. Right? I'll be TC or Rick. I don't care. That those guys are cool too. But look, he doesn't have a picture. He's mysterious. He's Robin Masters.
Gosh, I love Magnum PI. Probably my favorite show. My wife just got me the Funko Pop just last week of Magnum PI. I'm a huge Tom Selleck fan. Huge.
Me too.
And every time I try to grow a mustache, my wife is like, "You're trying to be Magnum." So one year for Halloween, about 9 years ago, I went as Magnum PI. I had the Detroit Tigers hat. I had the mustache, the bad Hawaiian shirt, the short khakis. So Ezra asks if we remember a show called Manimal. And I believe that was that Rex Smith? Was Rex Smith Manimal?
It sounds familiar. It's from the 80s, right?
Came out in 1982. It lasted a season. It was on NBC. And I'm not sure, so that's something I've got to check out as I'm doing a terrible job hosting this show because we're supposed to be talking about other things, but I've got to do this. So, no, it was a 1983 show starring Simon McCorkindale. Simon McCorkindale, not Rex Smith, was on something else around that time. I know he was also on, believe it or not, he was on Solid Gold, which...
Okay.
I know, Tony, you had a crush on all the Solid Gold dancers like I did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I did. Brooke Shields comes to mind. Somebody had a crush on in the 80s. The woman from Melissa Gilbert. So, you know, I'm sure the Solid Gold dancers were in there, too, somewhere.
Do you remember a show called Remington Steele?
Oh, yeah. Big fan.
She was a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers in the show. And I didn't know that until recently.
Laura Holt.
Yes, Laura Holt was a huge Steelers fan in the show. So that's something, that's why the name of the detective that she created was Remington Steele. So how about that?
I did not know that.
Now we're going to get, we're getting Simon and Simon, Jacqueline Smith, A-Team.
A-Team.
When did the A-Team premiere? This is really interesting.
I believe it was 82 or 83.
Yes, it was 1983. It was January of 1983, but why is that so significant? When did it exactly premiere? After what?
Super Bowl.
John Riggins, fourth and one after that game.
Yeah.
The Washington franchise, which I guess that's what we're calling them for right now. Mm-hmm. And talk about a mess they have now because they were all set to name a team and some flea bag realtor went...
And I mean, I hope that guy realizes they could pick about 1,000 different names. Yeah. So I don't know what good it's going to do him to do what he did.
Apparently, he was in the know and went and put all those names in. I have a feeling it was going to be the Red Tails because that was because of the Tuskegee Airmen. But I have a feeling that's what it was going to be. But he went ahead and spoiled it, so that is on hold. The guy, Jovman, says the guy is a genius. He's smart, but it's still kind of sleazy.
Right, pretty sleazy.
Part of me says, "Wish I thought about it, but but it was sleazy." But hey, you know what? They find ways around that stuff. You know, they might even give him season tickets, and that's his deal. So who knows? But I digress, Tony. You were talking earlier about, and thanks, Snowman. Thanks, Robin Masters. You got me off course.
That was indirectly my fault from 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's okay. But so you were talking, veterans are probably going to have the advantage here. Undrafted free agents are probably going to have less of a time. They're probably going to find it easier to make the team, but really if you have an opportunity in practice, in training camp to have eyes on you, is that going to be good enough, Tony, that you don't need preseason games? Are they going to take flyers on guys over some veterans because they feel that they have more of an upside than the veterans?
Well, I think in some cases, yeah. I mean, Mike Tomlin has said, and I've said this many times, but Mike Tomlin has said more than once that what those guys do, you know, formerly at La Trobe or at training camp, what they do on the practice field at training camp is just as important as what they do in preseason. I don't know if he's sincere when he says that, but he has said that in the past. And we have seen instances where guys that had great preseasons didn't make the team. So, you know, maybe there is some stock in that, that, you know, if you impress these guys, these coaches at training camp, then, you know, you can carve out a spot on the roster for yourself. And, you know, if you have a guy like Dan McCullers or somebody like that, that you know what he brings to the table, you know what he does. There's not much upside to him. He's basically like a roster clogger at this point. If you feel really strongly about a youngster, even if it's an undrafted free agent, maybe if he impresses on a practice field, then maybe that he gets the vote. He gets your vote.
All right. Well, let's get into the list, and we will save Dan McCullers for a little bit later because he's down on the list. Let's start with number one, Tony. And this is a very interesting one. This guy's been a veteran for a couple of years. He has been starting at the long snapper position for, I would say, about 3 years or 4 years. Since when was he drafted? When was he wasn't drafted, but it was 2016 when the Steelers took Colton Holba.
Yeah.
In the draft in the sixth round. And I remember. Gosh, I remember I was with BTSC at the time, and I know you were as well. Jeff, I remember Jeff going crazy on that. Colin Holba. But, yeah. And he didn't even really make the team. He's still starting in the NFL. If you consider it starting for a long snapper, because you don't typically start, but you're the only long snapper on the team. So Cameron Canaday beat him out. Now the Steelers are in a position where they have a local product that they signed to a futures contract back in, I believe, January, February, named Christian Kuntz. And Kuntz he's an interesting subject here because not only is he a linebacker, but he is a long snapper. Mm-hmm. And if you have a chance, and if you haven't seen it, go to BTSC on the editorial side, you will see that Michael Beck, deputy editor, has a really good article about Christian Kuntz today. So Kuntz is a guy that could come in, and if he really shines, he could push a guy like Cameron Canaday out. So Canaday's been okay. He has held down the position. As a long snapper, Tony, are you like me? Do you feel that it is hard to figure out how great a long snapper is doing based on the fact that unless you see something sail over somebody's head, that you think that he's doing okay?
Yeah, that's a position where you don't want to know. You don't want to know who the guy is. Like, if you would have asked me on the spot who their long snapper was, I would have took me a while to remember because we're in the off season. Yeah, so yeah, you want to be kind of invisible out there. We know some instances in the past, like the Giants 49ers wild card game where the guy they signed off the street, the veteran, he had a bad snap on the potential game winning field goal. So, you know, you want those guys are the guys you don't want to hear from. If you don't hear from them, if you don't know who they are, then they're probably doing a good job. So in that respect, the fact that he's been around for 4 years tells me that he's done a pretty good job. So, the other guy would really have to, I think, would have to wow them with his versatility in order to beat him out.
So Thaddeus Kennedy asks a really good question here. He says, can you really risk getting your long snapper injured playing linebacker? Now, you know, I agree with you, Thaddeus. However, here's the thing. If you can keep a guy like Kennedy and find room for a guy like Kuntz, something happens to your long snapper, you have somebody you could fill in right away. I was in the stands in 2008 when they lost that game to the Giants. Debo comes in, and it's really interesting. no one in the stands, and he had been there for a long time. No one knew who Greg Warren was. Greg Warren was the Steeler for 15 years out of North Carolina. Nobody knew who this dude was.
Right.
And I, at the time, I realized it, and I said, oh my gosh, Warren's injured. What are they going to appear like? What? And then it took them a while to figure it out. They're like, oh my gosh, that's Harrison in there. I'm like, yeah, it's Harrison. Pay attention. But so, I mean, that's a possibility. I think if the guy makes the team, though, to answer Thaddeus's question, that he's probably solely for this year, a long snapper. But if you're saying thumbs up or thumbs down to Canada, you're saying that he's going to stay. So Tony put the thumbs out for anybody that is not watching the show and listening. So let's go to number two on the list. Here is an interesting guy. An NFL legacy as far as a godfather, because his godfather's a Hall of Famer and Curtis Martin. His father played in college at Pitt. Marcus Allen, who played at Penn State. Marcus Allen in college was exceptional, fantastic. When he came to Pittsburgh, didn't see a lot of action in preseason the first year. A lot of people were wondering why, and I know there were some injuries involved. He's going into his third year now in Pittsburgh. This could be a make or break year for Marcus Allen, but what's behind him? So there's not a whole heck of a lot of depth at safety. So Marcus Allen is there on the depth chart. He is, I guess you would say he is number four right now behind Jordan Dangerfield. And of course the two starters, Minka Fitzpatrick, who is not in danger, and Terrell Edmonds, who is not in danger either. Jordan Dangerfield's there and he is an ace on special teams. You also have Antoine Brooks Jr., a sixth round pick out of Maryland, looming for Marcus Allen. So what are your thoughts on Marcus Allen?
Well, I agree. I think this might be a make or break year for him, and it might hurt him that he doesn't get to show his wares in preseason games. If it comes to that and there are no games, that might ultimately hurt him, because I think a lot of people are high on Antoine Brooks, and they think maybe he was drafted a little bit too low in the sixth round. And, you know, if there was a true, I guess he's one of those guys that they couldn't people couldn't put a slot at a specific position, so that's why he kind of slid in the draft. And then, of course, Jordan Dangerfield's kind of safe because he's not a great safety, I guess, but he's a really good special teams player. So I think he's safe. So yeah, it could be a make or break year for. If I had to vote right now, I'd say thumbs down.
So you know what? I think he is going to press hard. I really think there's a lot of talent in Marcus Allen, and if you're going to see it, you're going to have to see it in the preseason this year. He could be a casualty. However, if Brooks doesn't do anything special, draft pick or not, you're not going to stick around. Right. So it's going to be a great battle between Marcus Allen and Antoine Brooks. And Lance has already given the nod to Marcus Allen because he was a great running back for USC. It's even though he's like 60, but Lance has given him the go ahead to play defensive back for us. So, like, you know what? I get your thumbs down. I just think this is a year, and we talked about this earlier. If you are a draft pick, a lower draft pick, or if you are in a situation where you're an undrafted free agent, you have less of a sample size to go ahead and prove. I ultimately think Marcus Allen makes this squad.
Mm-hmm. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So here we go. Number three. Let's make this quick. We're not going to make this long. Number three is one that, and Lance, you can save your comment. I know how you feel about electronic football, man. But number three, Ryan Switzer. Tony?
I just think his relationship with Ben is going to get him through one more year. Thumbs up.
All right. So let me throw in something here, though. Something really interesting. There has been some talk about Martavis Bryant. There has been about the Steelers talking to Martavis Bryant. Over the weekend, it has come out that the Steelers have had some reaching out, at least. I don't know what the extent of the conversations were with Terrell Pryor. So if you're looking at this between the fact that, and this is a huge if they bring one of these guys in, if they bring him in, who do you think would have the advantage? Pryor, Bryant, or Switzer?
Well, it would definitely be if it were to come to that, it would definitely be Bryant or Pryor, because I think they're far better talents than Ryan Switzer. So, and if they brought one of those guys in, I think they'd want to do everything they could to see them make the team. So, yeah, they would definitely have that would be a game changer for Ryan Switzer.
I would love to see Terrell Pryor in a Pittsburgh Steelers uniform to get an opportunity. Bryant might have the best pedigree because Bryant is a true wide receiver over Pryor. You know, you get some baggage with Bryant. The best thing about both of these guys is you would get them on the cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. Ryan Switzer is probably going to make the team because of what he brings as far as a rapport with Big Ben Roethlisberger, the ability to catch a third down, a 3-yard pass on third and two, and just the punt return abilities as well, and sure hands. So I'm probably going to say Ryan Switzer is going to make it, and you gave him a thumbs up as well.
I did, simply because I think the Big Ben dynamic is a vote in his favor, and I think they're going to want to see what he can do with Ben for a whole year.
So now Thaddeus says this, and I don't disagree with Thaddeus too much, but I'm going to disagree with this. Switzer isn't returning punts anymore, and most kicks are touchbacks now. So Switzer, you're going to see him returning punts again. They might protect Deontay Johnson, and for sure hands, they might put Switzer back there. Remember, Switzer lost the job because he was hurt. But, you know, I'd rather see Deontay Johnson out there, but, you know, old habits die hard. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. We have seen them do this a lot, have sure-handed guys that aren't fast, that aren't burners. Remember, Gary Russell was your kick returner in the Super Bowl, and he was a 240-pounder.
Right.
Najee
right.
Davenport was your kick returner at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a possibility there. Let's move down the list to number four. Mr. Jalen Samuels, he's in a crowded backfield, Tony. What are your thoughts on the North Carolina State H-back?
Well, I still like his versatility. I still like the fact that he can do a lot of things for them, and he could be a decent pass catcher out of the backfield. And I think with Ben back, I think that actually could help him show his true talents during training camp, which maybe you didn't get to see a lot of that last year, although he was a nice safety valve for the young quarterbacks last year. So I think he sticks around for a third year. So I'm going to give him a thumbs up as well.
James Conner, Benny Snell Jr., they are definitely making the team. You've got Kareth White in there, who is going to be battling it out with Jalen Samuels for that spot. He's a burner. Then you have Anthony McFarland Jr. from the University of Maryland, a fourth-round pick. Now, I'm going to think, unless he is really bad, that he's going to make the team as well.
Right.
So at this point, it's between White and Samuels. And for some reason, I'm thinking they go White. So, and you're thinking Samuels?
I'm thinking he's going to get one more year.
Okay. Port Nequenba says if Samuels gets cut, he will move to Foxborough within 8 hours and probably be a superstar.
Well, it'll definitely be a. They'll definitely use him like they used the kid from Pitt, catching passes out of the backfield, so much that it felt like little paper cuts. By the end of the game, you were just like sick of him.
And Reed just called him a poor man's Rex Burkhead. So that means that what that means to me is that the Steelers need to find a better way to use him. So with that being said, maybe he sticks around. Hopefully they find a way to use him. And you've got Matt Canada coming in here too to help out. He's not the offensive coordinator. I know that. But that could be a possibility. And Thaddeus says Samuels has a connection with Canada too. So you have McFarland having a connection and Canada, which I should have known that. I didn't. So that's really interesting. So maybe White's the odd man out, and Sean Manahan says White could go to the practice squad. So there you go. Here's an interesting one. And it just depends how many they keep at this position. Tuzar Skipper could be on his way out this year. Tony, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think it all depends on what he does at training camp, because we know what he did last year in the preseason. Right. He lit the world on fire last year. What, he had 4 sacks, 5 sacks in the preseason. We were all shocked that he was cut. But, you know, as we discussed, they're so uncertain at with their depth at outside linebacker behind T.J. Watt and Bud Dupree. Obviously, Alex Highsmith is a third round pick. He has a team made, but he's unproven. So Ola probably has a team made. But again, it's like you said, it all depends on how many they keep. If he shows out in special teams, if he shows that he's made strides as an outside linebacker, maybe he beats out Ola. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked by that either. So I'm going to give him. I don't want to, but I'm going to give him a thumbs down just because of everything. I just talked myself into giving him a thumbs down when I talked about Ola and Alex Highsmith.
I think it's Ola. I think Ola is going to win the faceoff with Tuzar Skipper. Zach Eisman says, nah, the lack of depth and his age will keep him through his 2-year contract. At least just depends on how much Ola shines. I think, I really think, this is going to be Ola's show, but you know, of course you don't know. I'm going to agree with you on that. I like Tuzar Skipper, but remember he was expendable last year to bring someone else in. And then the Giants picked him up. Giants dropped him and brought him back. One thing that we forget about a lot, we fight for these guys between 45 and 53 on the roster to get jobs. And you can't get rid of them, but they know exactly where they need players. And if they're only going to keep 4 outside linebackers, which they might keep 5 this year and keep 4 inside linebackers. You never know what they're going to do there, but they can go ahead. And if it's 5, yeah, they'll keep Skipper unless they do something and bring in a veteran. We talked about the possibility in the past about bringing in a veteran like Clay Matthews Jr. You know, I mean, if they brought in a guy like that, or if they brought in another pass rusher, then it would be pretty tough for Skipper and Ola to both be on the roster. But there's a possibility if they don't bring anybody in.
Right.
Let's go to number 6, Tony. He's the punter. Not everybody loves this guy, except for one guy. Your place kicker loves him. Chris Boswell does so much better when Jordan Berry's in there. What do you think about Jordan Berry?
I've been wrong about him in the past. I thought he was going to get cut last year, and I think I thought he was going to get cut the year before, and he stuck around. So I think what you said about Chris Boswell, which I didn't really take into account before the show, is he does so much better with him, and that's pretty important to have a holder. It's kind of like the long snapper. If the holder messes up, that's the only time you notice him. So I'm going to give him a thumbs up. I think he's going to stick around, because I don't know much about the kid that they signed as an undrafted free agent. So for now, I'm going to give Jordan a thumbs up.
So, you know, I kind of agree with you on that. You know, this is a situation where there is not going to be enough time for somebody to take that job away from him. You throw in the possibility that Chris Boswell relies on him. So you're probably going to keep Jordan nonetheless. Now, I believe his name's, Corliss Waltman, if I'm not mistaken. He is the fellow that is going to be vying for the job. If he's absolutely amazing, and they actually, you know what, they would actually need him to practice holding as well, or have your backup quarterback practicing place kick holding as well, whether it be Mason, you know, working on that, or whether it being your third quarterback as well. So, you know, you might be looking at something there. Let's go to number 7, Dan McCullers. Is it naked pictures or not? Is it time for big Dan McCullers to sail off into the Steeler sunset?
Yes, I think his potential, his size expired around 2017, 2018. And he's like one of those jars of mustard that's been in the refrigerator a little bit too long. I think it's time to get rid of him. You brought in Chris Wormley. You traded for him. Isaiah Bugs last year. I mean, these guys aren't all natural nose tackles, but you know, there's potential there that I think big Dan McCullers, you know what you have from him, and it's not much. He barely plays anyway, so I think it's time. I think he gets the boot this year. Thumbs down.
I think it's boys to men time, Tony, for Dan McCullers. Now that we've come to the end of the road, but I can't let you go. All right, yeah, I had to do that. Sorry, I know there's people veering off the road as we speak, so I apologize. But for those of you who know me and inexplicably love me, you know,
there might be producers out there that are like, "Who is that guy? We have to sign him right now." You don't know.
Silky Smooth.
Yeah,
that's Silky Smooth Motown, isn't it?
Right.
That was awful. All right. Dan McCullers. Yeah. I think he could be one of the veterans really on the bubble that's going to fall off of it. Bill and Gina Fierro says, if Carlos Davis shows anything, let Dan go. Remember, I've got a bet. I don't know if he remembers this, but I've got a bet with Lance Williams that Carlos Davis will make it so Dan McCullers does not make this roster. And even if Carlos Davis goes, Dan McCullers doesn't make the roster, I win the bet. So Robin Masters, ears are bleeding, but deep down you're smiling, Snowman. Mm-hmm. I know you are. Big Marv's giving me a thumbs up for the singing, and Ezra's just laughing in emoji-wise. I got 4 thumbs up from Big Marv for my singing. So there you go. Dave Shipley says this, and he gives us $5. Thank you very much, Dave Shipley. The real issue is nobody could beat Shade Tree out. But I'm thinking this year that it's going to be possible. I think, Dave, maybe not Carlos Davis, but I really think Isaiah Bugs, and now that Chris Wormley is here, that's going to be a possibility. Ryan O'Toole has said bad singing is far better than his Aussie accent. You know, my son was doing a shrimp on the Barbie imitation today, because he was talking about Outback Steakhouse with his friends, and he was pretending, and he's 12, and he did a pretty good one. And me, so I'm there at the fridge listening to him, and I'm going shrimp on the Barbie, and I still couldn't do it. I still cannot do an Australian accent. Let's go to number 8. Trey Edmonds. We can make this one quick. I just don't think there's room, Tony.
No, thumbs down, unfortunately for him.
Yeah, I really don't think it's going to happen. There's just too much. There's too much there. And I just don't think that they're going to be able to keep him. So Dave Shipley says, regular bad Sinatra, we got your back. I love it. Big Marv's giving me a who's bad. And then And then I'm hearing this as well. Bill and Gina thought it, I would have sang It's So Hard to Say Goodbye. You know, my favorite song from Boys to Men. And it was also featured in one of my favorite movies, Lethal Weapon 3. I love the Lethal Weapon series. I'm a huge Die Hard fan, but I'll put Lethal Weapon and Die Hard as one of the two best Christmas movies. Everybody talks about Christmas movies as being Die Hard, but Lethal Weapon is there. It's that good. I love Lethal Weapon, probably my favorite. Maddie Peverell says, as long as there's no Bad Donna. My wife's a huge Madonna fan. I can be Bad Donna. Javman says, I think Bad has ADD. Javman, that's been established a long, long time ago.
Makes it more entertaining.
What was that, Tony?
Makes it more entertaining.
Lance is saying Die Hard's greater than Lethal Weapon. It's close, buddy. They're both tremendous. They are. Oh, look at Ezra saying break his neck. Danny Glover. Yeah. That's amazing. That's a great fight scene. Just kicking the hell out of Gary Busey like that. Reed says, the more I watch the show, I think Bad and I are the same person. LOL. See, Reed, there we go. Mm-hmm. Number nine. Devlin Hodges.
Well, I think I've been thinking about it since before the show started, and I think he'll be safe because he has the experience of playing last year, so you know he knows the system a little bit better. Paxton Lynch, I mean, he's a former first-round pick, but he'll have to really bring something to the table this summer for him to beat out Devlin.
So if there was a full mini camp, a full preseason workouts, everything, I would have probably put Duck Hodges fifth. Now I'm putting him third. So I'm agreeing with you. I don't think Paxton Lynch has really the time that he really needs to go ahead and put in to impress and show that he could take that spot. I think JT Barrett will be on the practice squad and they will keep him around. So at this point, I'm really thinking that Duck Hodges will be your number three quarterback. So I think he's off the bubble and he's probably going to be there.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here's the big one. This is the surprise. And throw in anybody that you think that we missed. As far as on the bubble, you could throw it in there. But number 10 is already, Tony and I talked about this before we got on here, as the veteran that could make it, might not make it, but would be a surprise either way. And it would be, we talked about the manimal. We talked about the manimal. Let's talk about the vanimal. Vance McDonald. Tony, I think he stays, but that cap hits pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people are always talking about they need to go out and sign a veteran backup quarterback. I mean, if it would come to that, I could see maybe them Vance being a victim of the salary cap. But I think by signing Eric Ebron, they have a very good situation now at tight end. I feel very strongly that he's going to stay. So I'm going to give him a thumbs up.
I think 2020, Tony, is boys, all chips on the table. Let it roll.
That's right. That's right.
And so you got to keep Vance there. And Ezra just said, you got to keep Vance. So I don't think it's going to happen, but you got to throw in a guy like that. I actually would like to see Vance and Ebron in there just continue to have each other's back. I'd love to see them both on the field at the same time in some sets. I think they could be, oh my gosh, they could be just dirty, nasty, and amazing. Oh, just filthy beautiful. To think what kind of weapons in the red zone this team could have with right. all of these guys, I think you got to give it 2020 and go all in, boys. We're going all in. And I think that's what you have with Vance McDonald. So I'm not worried. I'm really not worried about the cap hit with Vance McDonald. 2021's a different situation. I'd love to see him there then. He might be a casualty then. But right now, I think that's where it's at. Two turntables and a microphone. Where it's at, Tony.
That's right. No, yeah, I agree. I think you have to – that window is – we've been talking about the window with Ben, it seems like, for almost a decade, but it really is closing now. He's approaching 40. So, I mean, you have to try to win while you can. And when you have all those weapons, you know, you have to try to utilize them. And as you mentioned, him and Ebron and maybe Chase Claypool, if he shows anything as a rookie, you could have a lot of great – red zone presences, big red zone targets for Ben.
Are you a Marvel fan? The Avengers?
No, I don't get into the new superhero stuff.
Darren Dalton, that's a new pick. That's a new picture for Darren there. I hope Vance goes back to being the Vanimal, then eventually evolve into Vanos, like Thanos. So that would be absolutely incredible to have to have the Vanimal become Vanos and just go crazy. I mean, yeah, he could be absolutely amazing. So there you go. That's our top 10. And now it's time for questions for the show. And we have one right away in Matty Peverall. Would you cut him for Jordan Reed if you could get Reed for half?
Probably not at this point. I mean, Ben likes him. I think he showed what the kind of weapon he could be 2 years ago with a healthy Ben. So probably not.
Now, you know what? I like what they have. I know he is trying to make a comeback. That is Jordan Reed, but I just don't really see that happening. But you know, that could be a possibility. X-Coda says this: who remembers that stiff arm from the Bucks game? Oh boy, do I! That was awesome.
Yeah, that was the first time since Gronk came in the league that I finally thought, yeah, we finally have a tight end like that who's capable of doing those kind of things, and that's why, you know, his potential is so enticing, because he fits the bill physically. It's just a matter of, can he put it all together for a couple seasons? He did 2 years ago. Let's see if he can do it again in 2020.
Gosh, I tell you what, we can have, you know, now that we have Vanos thrown out there, and we got to give you credit for that one. Vanos, how awesome that is for a great nickname. You heard it. If we hear it other places, you heard it first here from Darren Dalton and on BTSC, as we call him Vanos. Matty Peverall from Down Under says, but we can't have Vanos and Banner the Hulk on the same team. Yeah, we can. Definitely we can. We can have two monsters.
Unless those two guys are really into superhero movies and they take it too seriously and they identify that way and they fight each other. Otherwise, I think we'll be good.
Okay. Bill and Gina Forever, can you do a quick evaluation of safety John Battle? I am not prepared to do that right now. And I know a little bit about John Battle. That's something that we can go ahead and save. And let's remember that. Let's put that on the docket for next week, Bill and Gina. So we'll do that. As far as everything else, let's say this. Sean Manahan asked, if the Jets came up with a reasonable offer for Butt Naked and Robbed, would you consider it? And who would be expendable if we did that? Of course, Mr. Butt Naked and Robbed, if you do not know, if you're not familiar with our show, is Le'Veon Bell. I would always consider bringing that guy back. The problem is the cap hit that you take. Who would be expendable if we did that? Gosh, you know, anybody but James Conner at that point. You know, but the fact that it would have to be a situation. Look, if Le'Veon Bell ever comes back, he's going to have to get cut by the Jets. And he's going to have to sign a team-friendly deal. That's it. I mean, I just can't really see them spending all that much money. Ezra Nehemiah says, Snail, he calls Benny Snail, just like Lance calls him Benny No Jets. McCullers, Switzer, and a Permane Brothers sandwich. Read over it, though. This is really interesting. What do you think about this, Tony? Dupree for Bell.
Well, I mean, I think they're in a lot better shape at running back than they would be if they got rid of Dupree and at linebacker. They would have virtually nobody proven to take his place, you know. So, no, I wouldn't make that move.
Yeah, I would be less likely to do that as well. So, as far as Snowman throws in another question, if the Steelers sign Martavis Bryant, who gets cut out of the wide receivers? My first thought is Deion Kane. And by the way, thanks, $5 Snowman. Thank you for throwing that in, Robin Masters. I think Deion Kane would be the first guy because I think they're going to keep about six wide receivers. The big four, they're safe. You're right. Looking at Switzer, Deion Kane, and then maybe a guy like Martavis Bryant, maybe a Terrell Pryor. I don't think any of those other four guys would go. Ryan Switzer, I think he would have to be a candidate to go in that position if they decided to bring back Martavis, but it could be Deion Kane. And the reason I would think it would be more likely to be Deion Kane is because of the size factor. You've got a big guy in Chase Claypool now, and you've got a big guy in Deion Kane that would be replaced by a Martavis Bryant. Should that happen? Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that say Switzer right away, but it just depends what the organization wants. So that's really what you're looking at there. So as far as Knapp says bad, anybody, I'm not sure. You got to elaborate if I missed something in the live chat, because you know how I am. I'm all over the place. Darren Dalton asks, what do you do with Bud Dupree after the season? Find a way to hold on, seek good compensation for him. And if that, what kind of compensation? That's a $14 million question. Maybe a whole heck of a lot more because of the lawsuit that just came out. I don't know. I'm not sure, Tony. There is going to be a lot of turnover on the roster, and just like the Javon Hargrave situation, who do you keep? You know, you just have to decide it after the season.
I think it would have to be you would almost have to let him go, because you're going to have to pay TJ, and as we mentioned many times, you have so many other guys you have to worry about in the near future. You have Juju if you want to keep him around. You have Minka, which you're certainly going to want to keep him around. Cam Hayward's going to want a new deal. No, he's not going to want to break the bank, but he's still going to be pretty expensive. So, I mean, what do you do with all? You can't pay everybody. So this is the year that you have to hope that one of those guys shows something, you know, one of the backups, outside linebacker, and then you could plug him in next year. And I think from here on out, it's going to be TJ and a cheap guy on the other side. Not cheap, but inexpensive guy on the other side the rest of his career. That's just how it's going to be.
So Dave Shipley says BTSC has as strong as a team as the Steelers. Thank you so much, Dave Shipley. We appreciate that. You threw in $2. Thank you. Darren Dalton asked this. Lawsuit, did I miss something or am I hearing things? No, you have not. You have missed something and you are not hearing things. So apparently this is not, he's not going to be the only one filing, but he's filing a grievance with the league because he feels, he being Bud Dupree, feels that he should be paid as a defensive end and not an outside linebacker. The reason he feels that way is because it's $2 million difference, because what he is getting paid, the $14-plus million. So I did mean to say grievance instead of a lawsuit. I mean, it could turn into a lawsuit, you know. So he is, you know, there's some disparity because you have some guys that they're edge rushers. They come in, they're defensive ends in college. They come into a 3-4 system like Bud Dupree did. He was now a 3-4 linebacker, and he wants to be paid what he is. I think they should change. They should change the position to edge rusher and pay them the same.
I agree, because they're, you know, outside linebacker can be just as valuable as a defensive end to his team, if, depending on his team's base defense. So, you know, I think it's unfair in that regard. If you have a 3-4 defense and you have a guy listed as an outside linebacker and he would be listed as a defensive end in another formation, how's that? I mean, that punishes the player. So I don't think it's going to be a major deal. I mean, it's $2 million. So it's going to be interesting to see how that comes out, because Shaq Barrett from the Buccaneers, he filed the same grievance. So it's a pretty interesting thing. I mean, when you talk about the Steelers' diversity on defense now, versatility, I should say, with different formations, I mean, that kind of thing comes back to bite you in an instance like this.
There you go. So with that being said, thank you so much for all of you. I appreciate everybody coming in and joining us today. Hey, we are not done. We are going to be back. We're going to be back in about, let's say, 2-3 minutes. So as we shut it down, be sure to come on back in and check us out. If you want straight Steeler news, it's not going to happen in the second show. That's what this first show is about. This show is about the current and the future. The next show is about the past, as we get ready to talk about the no Pro Bowl defensive players, as we did the offensive players last week. There are some great names in here. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to go position by position. Join us then. But for Tony DeFeo, my name is Brian Anthony Davis. Just when you think you know all the answers,
we keep changing the questions. Don't change that dial.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.